Well, here we go. It's almost Super Bowl party time, Chris Kelly. I know it's time for you to start buying all your balloons and things.
Listen, I told Chris Dim yesterday. I was like, don't worry, I got it covered. I'm going by Party City today. He said, you do know they're closing.
I said, TikTok.
You know, I heard Party City was closing.
You may have announced it six months ago.
I did. It's a retail roundup. I knew they were closing, but they put no date on it. Like 4 or 5 months ago, they said, we're closing, but no date. I was like, okay, they're fine. Yeah, I thought
when
I had
the last Chewbacca mask sells.
I tell you. I thought I had a year. I really did.
But as fate would have it, I knew that you were hosting your Super Bowl party again this year.
Yes.
And as fate would have it, I drove past the Party City where you typically go.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a guy outside holding one of those signs. Probably a homeless dude. They just paid him to stand there all day holding a sign saying everything must go.
Yeah.
Clearance.
75% off.
Yeah, price everything. Slashed.
Right. So that's when I got worried because – by God, I like a plate with the Super Bowl logo on it.
With the current teams.
The current teams or the logo of the bowl, you know, the L-I-X needs to be on it. So yesterday, luckily I drive right by or can or on the way home, you know. And indeed, I saw a homeless gentleman holding a sign.
I don't know if I feel worse for them or the guys holding up the Mexican restaurant lunch sign. You ever see them?
Yes.
They're just... I think it's all just equal.
Yes.
I think so, too. They're just out there broiling in the sun or drenched in the rain or freezing in the cold.
Cold yesterday, and he had up a sign saying, everything must go, sports items 50% off, 75% off. Well, I walked in there, and it was...
Hold on, let me cut on the lights. Or did you just want to get high like that guy? We're doing tie-offs on aisle 4.
If you're here to do fentanyl, it's in the back. If you're here for Molly, it's aisle 10.
I said, do you have any Super Bowl logoed balloons? He goes, bruh.
We're not getting any shipments in.
We're sending stuff out. I mean, they weren't like really.
Was it down to the nails?
Oh, nothing. I mean,
the empty shelves.
A lot of empty shelves, and it would say like 75% off. They had some St. Patrick's Day stuff in there.
Okay,
they had some Halloween stuff. You know, every but it was all picked over like you wouldn't believe. Sports items were 50% off. So I saw I saw one pack of plates that just had like a football field on it, not a Super Bowl logoed field. I saw no Chiefs, no Eagles. And I said,
how much are these? Just take them. The more you take, the less I have to deal with later.
The poor guy. That balloon thing really threw me. He's like, bruh, we ain't got no. Come on. We don't have anything like that. So I looked around. I called my wife and I said, emergency, we are not going to be able to get these plates this year. I don't see it. I don't have it.
They just don't have it.
Yeah. She goes, come home. I'll get online and do some research. I come home. I do what I always do. I sat down. I had my yogurt with peanut butter. Fine.
That's your lunch?
Yeah. I'm the first one to do this. I'm like President Trump thinking outside the box on the Gaza. I'm the first one to put almond butter or peanut butter on a blackberry yogurt. And it is... to die.
I'd rather spend the night in Party City than eat that.
You're like a child. Do you eat solid food? Like a toddler.
No.
Yeah, your food is getting less and less solid. I mean, you're barely hanging on with a salad.
Right. I didn't have a salad for lunch. I had two blackberry yogurts with almond butter on top, and it was delicious. Thank me later. You're going to love this. Okay. This little combo. Anyway, I have that. I fall asleep. I'm drooling. I've got the cups on my on my shirt. I'm down. My head is over. The next thing I know, I open my eyes.
Get up!
My wife is going, get up! Get up! And her face is an inch from mine. And she goes, you have to go to the second Party City, which is 30 minutes away. It's a cross town. It's way out. And she goes, you have to leave right now and go to Party City.
What?
She goes, they have logoed items in stock according to their website.
The website?
The website. And I said, do you trust the website? She goes, well, I've called them.
Hello? Is this Party City? Hold on, let me turn on the lights.
That's the second Party City.
Are you the lady with the Narcan? What? Do you have Super Bowl plates?
Bruh. They weren't answering their phone. They were not answering their phone. So, she goes, you need to drive to Party City right now. That's a 20-minute, 25-minute.
That's a commitment.
Yes. And so I did. I drove over there, and I walked in. Exact same scene, as you could imagine. You know, yeah. Almost the exact same thing. And I said, do you have Super Bowl logo balloons? And he goes, bruh, my colleague across town should have told you. No. But they did have way more of a selection of, like, ice buckets and table covers, and they had, like, some...
With logos.
I mean, some didn't, some did. So the logo is there. I can't guarantee it'll be on the plates. The plates are non-existent, and the balloons are non-existent, okay? They don't do the balloons now. And I love them. I love having the balloons.
Was the entire balloon station empty?
No, they had some Valentine stuff still.
Oh.
And they had, like, regular, like, pink and white. Because I asked him when they were closing, and he said... corporate had told them February 28th, but they may extend for 2 more weeks if there are any items left.
Patrick's Day.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day would be it. So then...
You want to hit a helium? We got tons of it.
So we did a couple of hits of helium.
Yeah.
Then I had to leave. I had to go.
Seriously, I got to go.
I spent $18 and bought everything they had. I mean, I bought so much Super Bowl stuff that can be used in
years. Yeah.
You know, I said to my wife... Do we need floor runners? She goes, yeah, buy all they have. They were $1 a piece. They're like 10 feet long. Sure. Like, they look like football fields. I said, what? Where are we going to put these? She goes, just lay them out. You know, just get them. Wow. They're $1 a piece. And so I bought all this stuff, put it in the back of the van, but I said, by golly, I want a balloon. I want the balloons. So I called the balloon saloon. That's a local, you know the balloon?
That's real?
Yeah. Yeah. I called, you know the balloon saloon?
I do not.
That's a local spot.
I do not.
Okay, they answered the phone.
Balloon saloon.
They're still going.
What do I say? It's ringing.
They're in business. I said,
we don't sell bulk helium.
Okay. I said, do you have Super Bowl logoed balloons? She said, oh no, that's licensed. And I said, yeah, but don't you sell license? I said, do you have like Eagles and Chiefs? She's, no.
He's asking if we have licensed.
They do not have licensed.
What do I say?
They do not have licensed.
Is he from ICE? No, we don't have any licensed gear.
They do not have licensed gear. I said, okay. Do you have a generic football? They said, yes. We have a giant Mylar football.
A balloon shaped like a football.
Balloon shaped like a football.
All right, that'll work.
So I said, let's do a balloon shaped like a football, 4 gold and red balloons, and 4 green and silver balloons as a collage.
You get your color palette.
Exactly. And she goes, we can do that for you. I said, she goes, who's playing in the Super Bowl? I was like, cool. All right, it's Eagles cheese. So she goes, I'll look up their logo and match the colors perfectly for it. I said, okay, write this down. Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles. She goes, okay.
Okay.
So she's got it. I said, can I pick it up on Saturday? She said, yes. I said, what's the price on that? It's going to be 90.
Cents?
That's what I said. I said, only 90 cents? She goes, oh, no, $90. I said, you're charging me $90
for five
balloons and a big football. She goes, well, the football's very nice. And I said,
here's the balloon saloon. We only get the finest.
These are craft balloons.
I just think she didn't want to see me. I was like, I said, I'll talk to my wife about that. And I'll call you back. All right. And I said to my wife, I can get some balloons.
There are no balloons.
Yeah.
They're out.
$90 for balloons? I can't do it.